Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Williams looking deep, launching deep for Odunze, and it's incomplete. A little too far with Rodgers on the coverage, and the Vikings force a three and out.
Great opportunity, just one-on-one man coverage. You get your shots with your number one receiver on the kind of stutter go. Odunze's got it by a step, and a little too much juice by these young quarterbacks. Ball's popping out of their hands today.
You know, early start here, maybe a little adrenaline for these guys. Williams looking deep, launching deep for Odunze, and it's incomplete. A little too far with Rodgers on the coverage, and the Vikings force a three and out.
I didn't understand what Kevin meant by early start for these guys. That didn't make any sense to me. What did he mean by that?
I don't know. I thought he had a rough game in a lot of little things that I don't want to rag on him about. The one big thing of absolutely no mention of Nashawn Wright's emotions, that really bothered me. A couple situational things that he didn't understand. One was a third down versus fourth down at the very end before the field goal that he had to correct. But the one you're talking about there, I don't know.
It's like an early start. Like both these guys live in the Midwest. It was a noon kickoff. The Bears have played exclusively noon kickoffs for almost 2 months now.
Yeah. It doesn't.
I don't know. Anyway.
Big hole for Smith. Now he's in business, down near a first down. I think he's a half yard short. And we'll see if the Bears are content with that or if they try to run another play to get closer. It looks like they're content with it.
Yeah, they still want to go to fourth down. There's nothing the Vikings can do to stop the clock. They'll just run it down to below 5 seconds and call their first timeout.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking that was third down. So fourth down, they're going to take a timeout, yep. Set up the kick.
Yeah, it's not a huge moment. It's just, you know, setting up the game-winning field goal. That's all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of rough. It's early start for them. They usually do the late afternoon games. Look at us. We're the number one crew. Hey, we usually get the late games.
Okay, well, then maybe it's an early start for them, but not an early start for the two quarterbacks.
No, not at all. There's some Brady stuff from that game that we should get to that I've got left over. I want to get your thoughts on. But first, let's get to the deep ball stuff.
Okay.
Because don't you think it feels like a big deal? Caleb Williams' deep ball accuracy, would you agree that it has felt like a big deal in his time as a Bears quarterback in both seasons, frankly?
It's funny because I kind of thought that this would be a thing that he would hit pretty early in his career, but there's such a big difference between college open and NFL open that it is concerning that when you see him at the top of list on misses, that is a scary thing to happen. Ben Johnson talked about this. Here's how he diagnoses it.
Well, hold on one second, Lawrence, because let me give you the further context. You're good. I just wanted to get this in because you're right. And I had just looked it up. Caleb finished fifth among all quarterbacks in the FBS with at least 50 deep passes. He finished fifth in accuracy in college. So to your point, that's the, I just want to add that because like he was really, really good at deep ball accuracy at USC. And then last year, according to Pro Football Focus, he was second to last among NFL quarterbacks in deep ball completion percentage, only ahead of Anthony Richardson of the Colts. That's the only guy I was ahead of. Then this year, apparently he's shown improvement on it. It doesn't feel like it to me, but maybe there's a lot more 20-plus yard passes that are just like normal in-cuts in this offense, possibly, because like he's seventh in the NFL in completion percentage of 20-yard passes or more.
He hits those bullets.
Agreed.
Like, those throws where Caleb like actually pushes off that back foot and just lets it rip, man. I would have to look it up, but I think he's one of the best at that in the NFL. But any deep ball that needs a little bit more touch on it, he hasn't hit that at the higher level that you would expect of a guy that was really good at it in college. So what's going on here? Here's the Bears head coach answering that question.
You know, we sat and we watched the tape, and we had a couple opportunities there to really get some big plays potentially down the field, and we didn't capitalize on those. Those are a couple that he'd like to have back, but I thought all in all, I thought he played a pretty solid football game.
Ben, on that note, how would you like to see Caleb like clean up some of those deep shots that you were referencing that he didn't connect on?
Yeah, I mean, I think the two that come to mind were the first two third downs of the game. You know, the first one to Rome was just maybe a foot or two a little bit deeper than we would like. And, you know, sometimes that happens early in the game when you take a deep shot is you're not quite in a rhythm yet, and that can get away from you. And so I wasn't too terribly disappointed by it. I thought he made a nice read. I thought Rome ran a good route. And the more time and task we have on that, the more connections we'll get. The second third down of the game, that's one that we need to hit. You know, DJ did a nice job popping open there on that one. And, you know, I think that's one of the few that Caleb would like back.
All right, so that was fairly honest in terms of the criticism of it. He thinks they should have hit both. The first one, he cuts him some slack, Lawrence, because it's early in the game. But the second one, he thinks he should hit. I've had a theory on this, which plays into what Ben said yesterday when he said he had a solid game overall. When you overthrow the deep wide receiver, it's not going to get picked. I feel like
him being careful and risk averse.
Yeah, him being careful and risk averse, and also playing to maybe what I don't know if the coach wants it or not. That's the thing, because like especially the one to Rome, that looked like a 50-50 ball. Like you're supposed to put those somewhere where your receiver gets a shot. So I've been thinking, is it selfishly risk averse? Like he doesn't want the interception, but then they asked Ben about the 50-50 balls, and I think this might change what I was thinking. I want to know what your thought is on this here.
The deep shots. How do you get your quarterback to get more comfortable, and maybe it's an accuracy thing, with just giving playmakers a chance at some more 50-50 opportunities?
Yeah, I'm not a big guy on 50-50 balls, to be honest with you. I think you can look at my track record of calling games, and we like to get guys open a little bit more than just throw it up for grabs. And so that's not really what we want to be about necessarily. I think we're pretty close on that first third down, and the second third down is one that he'd like to have back. And I think we had maybe one or two opportunities more that we probably could have challenged him down the field, and we didn't pull the trigger for a number of reasons. But no, it's something that we're going to continue to work on. That stuff doesn't just happen overnight. You know, it's that's a work in progress. That's been that case everywhere I've been. So I'm not concerned about that at all.
Not concerned about that at all. I got to tell you, man, him not wanting the 50-50 balls means I got to change the way I think about the deep stuff with Caleb a little bit.
I think it also has to, it changes the way that you should view personnel too, that they don't necessarily need a Guagi guy You know, like they don't really need that. Or I guess I should just say Guagi. They don't need that. And looking at the receivers that Ben had in Detroit, there aren't really his receivers ran away from people.
Yeah.
Or Amon-Ra would run over people occasionally. And so they don't need the George Pickens of the world or the DK Metcalfs of the world to go and try and win a 50-50 ball, because Ben has belief that he can scheme his guys open, and then maybe it's more important of what do you do after you get the ball. So from a draft or a free agency standpoint, we might be getting a clearer picture of what it is that Ben Johnson wants in his wide receivers.
I think that's an excellent point for the big picture. And he didn't draft Roma Dunze, you know, and Roma Dunze is supposed to be this big body guy who's great at that and great at the 50-50 balls. Poles did. I'm not saying he doesn't like Roma Dunze, because Rome is a good route runner and is good with the ball after the catch. But
yeah, and I understand why someone would want Rome too, specifically because of his ability, like ideally with the stuff that he did in college, like him being a big body that in some cases can box out and win some of those throws. But it's a philosophical change that Ben Johnson is asking us to make, and I totally get it.
Yeah, and I got to say, in the short term, as we're analyzing Caleb, and you and I have talked about, man, he's risk averse when he's throwing the ball down the field. He's not giving his playmakers a chance. There's the coach who's in his ear like crazy all the time saying, I don't want you to throw a 50-50 ball. And I'm, whew, really? So, I mean, okay. Because guess what? Jordan Love throws those balls all the time.
He sure does.
Like, to Christian Watson, that touchdown, hell, that was in double coverage, the one in the end zone against the Giants on Sunday. Lamar will throw it right at the guy for a 50-50 ball. Jalen Hurts will throw it to A.J. Brown when he's covered tight. Joe Burrow.
Because you have to, because if you don't, then he's going to go on live.
Right. But all over the league, man, guys do that. Like, Burrow throws those balls. Like, he's basically telling the young quarterback he doesn't want to. I'm not sure I get it in the modern NFL, but I clearly got to cut Caleb some slack as I critique his deep ball accuracy sometimes in real time, because sometimes I have thought, man, he just doesn't want to throw a pick. He's afraid of the interception numbers, and he's not even giving his dude a chance. You know what I mean?
I mean, we could really think about this from a strictly numerical point of view. And I could imagine, like, Ben Johnson being like, exactly why would I want a 50-50 ball? I want the higher percentage of my guy catching it.
Right.
And that's on me. That's on me to scheme it so that there is a higher percentage chance of success in those moments than just leaving it up to putting it in a spot where your guy can get it. And maybe, for example, like look at the right interception where it's like, oh, there's an opportunity. And I will say, if he gets that ball out in front, it's probably a touchdown. But these guys that play DB in the NFL are pretty athletic too. And if you are kind of hoping and wishing, give your guy a chance to make a play, like, I would understand how that might frustrate someone like Ben, who's like, no, man, we're not doing it that way. We're trying to do it in a way where that throw is 75% or 80% in our favor for Caleb to make that throw.
Yes, and that is an adjustment that I need to make, that I bet a lot of listeners need to make, about what is expected and being asked of the quarterback. So I thought that was fascinating. Let me give you these three Bradys real quick, okay? So Brady, here's one. He was talking about how you have to sack Caleb Williams as you are trying to get him, and he might do the spin move thing.
Blitz here. Williams spins away. How did he do that? Oh. Caleb Williams now just going to take off and run. Oh, my goodness. What a play.
That was absurd. They did the same thing on the previous play with Ward blitzing. He's got a free shot, and you got to just settle your feet a little bit. Caleb is so elusive in the pocket. That little 1-2 with his feet spins out of it, and he's got the leg strength. And then he's got that deceptive speed. And then, coach, boy, get off the white. Going to take those hits. Not as agile as those quarterbacks out there.
So you got to settle your feet. Do you think defenders will learn from watching the tape that the spin move is coming and they got to go in a little slower and settle their feet?
I actually thought the Vikings did a good job of breaking down in front of Caleb instead of going right at him. And I don't know if it's any strategy that you have is good with a player that seems to be very creative in those moments. The only thing that I'm worried about with that is, well, two things. I'm worried about Caleb getting grabbed and spinning into a hit, like spinning into a guy that was like, oh, I missed him, and now I got a shot at him. And the other thing that I'm scared of, because, you know, I'm the mayor, I am scared of him being pulled in two different directions on one of those plays and injuring himself.
Yeah, that's good. Well, this will fit into that a little bit, because here are two Brady, like, subtle things. I thought he was very complimentary of both young quarterbacks while honestly trying to discuss their issues. Here's a play where Caleb held the ball, got hit by Dallas Turner on this play.
Williams with a lot of time. Can't find anyone. Now some pressure from Allen. Gets away. He can bake a cake back there. He launches it. It's out of bounds. And there's a flag down, I think, on the very far side of the field. No.
Yeah, big hit here on Caleb at the end. You hold on to the ball on these play-action passes. It usually doesn't get better. And he does a good job throwing it away. And Dallas Turner taking a little love tap. Hey, just to remind you that I'm here.
I thought that was a really good subtle acknowledgement of what we all know. You hold on to the ball on these play-actions, it usually doesn't get better. Right? Just get to the back, throw it away. And he's not going to say, this kid doesn't get it, because he's a kid and he's learning. But you hold on to it, it doesn't get better. I thought that was really efficient and good from Brady.
Yeah, I'm with him on that. Because the whole point of the play is that play action is supposed to freeze the defense so that there is an open window for you to throw the ball
like that
almost immediately.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, the thing where you hold it doesn't work. And then here's the last one. On Caleb's instincts and what he usually does when in doubt.
Today's Next Gen Stats powered by AWS. It is Caleb Williams and his escapability.
Yeah, he's just, there it is, just shrugging defenders off, using the leg strength. Ends up being no production down the field. This one does end up being production down the field when he fakes the throw and scrambles, but he's got so much confidence in his legs in the pocket. He could just buy as much time as possible, and that's the one he found Loveland there on the scramble. When in doubt, he's going to hold on to it, try to get outside the pocket, see things clearly outside the pocket, and kind of throw one of those fastballs and paint his receiver in the chest with the ball.
When in doubt, he's going to get outside and see things clearly. Doesn't that speak to what you and I have been talking about? The orbit scramble, getting all the way outside instead of maybe just moving to the next platform and making a throw. He wants to see it clearly once he starts to scramble.
Yeah, and he moves outside, and he is such a good athlete both in those moments and with the arm that he's been able to make plays even at the NFL level doing it. I also now wonder, as the season's gone on, as games have continued, I wonder if Caleb is in a place now where he goes, you know, another advantage of this is me being able to get a few yards here or there. And if it doesn't work out, like, there's an extra added layer of why he might do it.
Yeah.
Instead of not doing it now, where he's had success, he's literally won a couple of games.
Yeah.
Doing that.
We talked to, you know, some early Caleb detractors when we were going through the whole draft process talking about him. And a few people here or there did mention the height thing. They're like, yeah, this is not the ideal height if I had to have a number one pick quarterback. Do you think this whole scrambling and getting outside and seeing it better, do you think that's issues from height? In the middle of the field stuff?
I think it's conceivable. But I also think, like, when he spins, his eyes, of course, are not still downfield. He has to reset the eyes and retrust himself
And once maybe he's buying himself a second by being able to do that and then go. But yeah, that was, I was one of those people, Tanny.
I wasn't positive, but I remember.
I got a lot of pushback for that. I'm like, ideally, you don't want a quarterback who's below 6'2", but okay. Like, it's, he's got all the other stuff to make up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And quarterbacks, no matter how tall they are, you can be Justin Herbert. They don't like when the pocket gets muddied from the middle. Like, most quarterbacks want to be able to step up into a throw and step up into a pocket to make that throw. But yeah, I do think that it's made more difficult. And I also think that the early success of defenses against Caleb this season, one of the things that you should continue to look for from other teams is, if they can't get there, and we know that getting him on the ground is difficult, do the defensive linemen do a good job of getting their hands up to block passes? Now, some of that stuff is just crazy athleticism, like Max Crosby, for example. Him being like, oh, there, I know what this play is, and I'm going to make a play on the ball. But we saw the Giants do this. The Giants were really good. It's like, okay, we're not getting them on the ground. We're not quite getting home, but we're getting our hands up, and we're knocking down passes on him. So I do think that that's a byproduct of it, and it'll be one of the things that it's the trade-off. Like, you get the incredible explosiveness and opportunities for him to make plays, but you have to know that there might be ways that teams will try to defend him that aren't really traditional.
Absolutely. One more thing on this concept of him needing to see things clearly. It reminds me of the specific play from 2 weeks ago, the DJ Moore in the end zone where he had him for a touchdown and everybody broke it down. That was him. He went all the way to the outside to see it clearly when Ben told him, and then he admitted on the Wednesday he could have just moved to that second platform and made the throw. I think that instinct to want to see it clearly is one thing that Ben is trying to break him of. So I appreciate the opportunity to learn from guys like Brady and from Ben about quarterbacking and about what he wants. We're getting smarter as a Bears fandom and listenership, whether we want to or not. We're getting smarter.
No, we want to, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Don't we?
Yeah, I know, but it'd be nice to just have a guy. That's what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, but this is all part of learning on how he becomes the guy, hopefully.
Yeah, I think so. I think that is the goal. But Ben is a guy who's, like, learning, like you were talking about. Like, he might have to scheme to win with this quarterback as he has him right now. And I think that's what he's doing. He just did it in Minnesota, and he's scheming with him as a game manager from time to time and not throwing picks. By not throwing 50-50 balls might be part of the game plan in that regard.
Hey, and Caleb's great, but he's no Wembanyama. He's not going to grow 2 inches between now and next season.
He's not. This is true.
What do you mean he's 7'5" now?
I know.
Yeah, he grew 2 inches during the summer. Yeah. What?
I don't watch the Madden cast enough. I'll raise an hand on that. I'm glad that Tanny does.
I think I've watched it enough. I think
you've given.
But let me tell you why. The reason that I feel that way is I like it when they don't have guests. I like it when it's Peyton and Eli talking about football. I find that to be so interesting. But I get that I'm not necessarily the target audience for that, and they bring on incredible guests every single week. I just kind of like it when it's just the two of them talking about the game. Like, Peyton's mind is really interesting, and Eli seems to be one of few people that can push him off a point. And maybe it's because they're brothers, but I really enjoy that dynamic, and I want more of it and less of the guest. But that's just me.
Understood. Well, there was a good guest last night who told good stories, and Tanny pulled some goodness. Let's hear it, shall we?
Yeah, that's next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
George W. Bush. Former president of the United States.
Probably Tennessee. You know, probably Tennessee. By the way, shout out to the presidents of the United States of America. Thank you, Tanny, for lump.
This is in my head.
Yep.
I always wonder what if, because we see them at funerals and stuff together, and we know that there's the playful relationship between George W. Bush and Michelle Obama yes. in those moments. They share candy and stuff like that.
Yes.
Does President Obama call President Bush President Bush, or does he call him George? And same thing, like, does he call him President Obama, or does he call him Barack? Hmm. Like, what's protocol there?
There's protocol, and then there's, you know, there's friendly comfort and affection, you know?
Do they call each other by their numbers, for example?
It's a good question. I don't know how that works. I know when I walk by Grody or Marshall or Layla, I call them midday one or midday two or midday three. I do not refer to them. I don't feel close enough to refer to them by their first names.
Wow.
Yeah, Lawrence, you've been away, but Spies has requested that we call him Power Chair during this time.
Power Chair.
Just this week. But it's not, you know, morning
Radio
one
has a power chair.
Yeah, it does. Morning one and morning two, That's I don't call those guys by their name, to your point. Like,
you should probably start learning everyone's name.
I'll think about it. I'll start.
It's good to have fun with names.
I'll start with our producer. What's his name?
Helper one and
you
helper
know his
two.
Name.
Phone guy. Phone guy.
No, that was my name back in the day.
And Coltrane.
Yes. Cool Breeze. Phone. All of that stuff.
All of that stuff. I don't know.
No one ever helps me unpack my trauma. No one.
We're here for you.
Yeah, guess what? You're doing it right now.
This is it. Some people go to therapy. Others use a 50,000 watt
radio show.
Yeah, you do. It's a long tradition in this time slot of that. Let's be honest.
Truth.
Yeah, it's exactly
all
right.
So anyway, George W. Bush was on the Manning cast last night, and he was fun and funny, which he usually is in those types of situations. So he started off by poking a little fun at the Manning brothers.
All right, let's welcome in our first guest. We're very honored to have the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush. Mr. President, when presidents have important addresses to the nations, like the State of the Union, they often prepare for weeks, if not months. So my question is, how long have you been preparing for this Manning cast appearance?
About 10 minutes.
Perfect. That's too
and
much.
By the way, I'm so pleased to see your faces not on a TV commercial.
There's a lot of them out there, and there's a few more on the way. I'm just going to apologize in advance. I filmed a couple last week.
Thank
so,
you.
I'm just going to warn you.
It's unbelievable.
He messed Peyton up with that.
Yeah, he really
Peyton,
did.
Peyton was not expecting that clap back, and he got it, and he was like, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm motivating Manning. What's
we
up?
Out here making money, though. Yeah. Oh, I can tell you that much. Like, there's going to be more commercials coming your way because we out here getting that bread.
Uh-huh.
But.
Sorry for your discomfort, George, but get ready for some more discomfort next week. Speaking of commercials, shout out to our guy Roy Wood Jr. for the Mr. Pibb commercial that is currently airing.
Yeah.
You heard that? I was like, man, that's
Roy.
I know. I love it. I love it. Because Mr. Pibb is a delicious, delicious soda as well. So.
I think that I'm going to read his book on vacation.
There you go. There you go. It's probably great, man. It's got phenomenal reviews, and he's a thoughtful and deep and funny dude. So was this a Peyton story or an Eli story regarding
this is
George?
A shared Peyton and George W. Bush story.
Okay.
Mr. President, my wife Ashley and I were fortunate enough to be invited to state dinner in 2007 and met Queen Elizabeth II. Ashley sat at a table with you, the Queen, Arnold Palmer, Jim Nance, and her table was stacked.
Yeah.
I was in the back corner. My question, Mr. President, were you worried I would embarrass the United States in front of the Queen of England?
Yes. Yeah, I was. And plus, I was thrilled to have a beautiful woman at the table. Yeah, that was fun.
I was at the kids' table with all the. You see me back, there, E?
Yeah, I see you back there.
I was afraid you're going to dribble. Yeah. You're going to dribble on your tux. Yeah, you're going to drool. But that was a neat evening, wasn't it? Yeah,
that was out.
That's when the Kentucky Derby jockey.
There.
Yeah, he walked in during the photo line, walked up and said, "Hi, Queen." He tried to give her a hug. Yeah,
I thought the Secret Service was going to eliminate him after that.
That's right.
Mom was kind of nervous. I was going to break protocol. I was kind of a patter. She's like, "Don't pat the Queen." But you told me, you said, "Hey, here's how you address the Queen. Americans don't bow." You gave me all the protocol, so you took care of me.
You handled it beautifully, and your wife was fantastic.
Man, that's amazing. They didn't let Peyton sit at the table with the Queen and Arnold Palmer and Jim Nance and everybody. Peyton was back at the kids' table.
I would be mad. The thing is, I'd be mad about the Jim Nance thing. Everyone else, like, I get it. Like, that's Arnold Palmer, you know? Like, but Jim Nance? No, you're going to have to come sit over here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Jim, Arnold, we heard a couple weeks ago when we played the Jim thing from the Kevin Clark show. He and Arnold were super close. So maybe Arnold vouched for Jim and
maybe
and got him up there.
Just saying.
Oh, that's
like, that would be one where I'd be like, really? Mm-hmm. And no disrespect. Like, obviously, like, if we were going, Jim Nance would be at the big table and we would be at the kids' table. All I'm saying is that if I'm Peyton Manning and Jim Nance is at the adults' table and I'm at the kids' table, I'm going to feel some type of way about it.
Yeah, understood. Texters agree with you, by the way, that the Manning cast is better when it's just them. Last week with Shane Gillis, I thought it would be awesome because he's so funny, but it was terrible. Awkward long pauses. Shane wasn't even funny, and it was just really weird. Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult thing when you are trying to mix the sports thing with comedy dudes. Like, when we have Roy, it's like, all right, we got to balance that and, you know, try to figure it out. It's it can be awkward. That's for sure. It's some of the risk you take of doing some comedy stuff like that.
It's hard also to just kind of get out of the way. Like, you and we know from growing up in the era of late night where basically the comedians that would go on would tell Dave or Jay or Johnny kind of where they wanted to go, and they would just flawlessly like just set it up and then let those guys kind of do pieces of their bits.
Absolutely.
On the air. And someone like Shane Gillis, I think, is who was really good on College Game Day, but that's you're there with everybody. Doing it the way that like we're doing the radio show, that takes a lot of practice. And Eli and Peyton, I think, have that with each other, and they just know each other because they're brothers, you know what I mean? But when you're adding someone else into that, how much of the, remember that time when you did that thing? Yeah, that was awesome. Uh-huh. Like, how much of that do you actually want to do? And is that the best use of that person's time?
Yeah.
That was a neat evening, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was awesome.
That's when the jockey, the Kentucky Derby jockey. Yeah, he walked in with, during the photo line, walked up and said, "Hi, Queen."
The Kentucky Derby winner walked up and said, "Hi, Queen." That's amazing.
You can use that if Patrick Queen makes a big play
yeah.
this weekend.
Or if RuPaul walks in. You can drop yeah. that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's a great idea. And I think there were people that were kind of foolishly, I think, when it first started, being like, well, this is going to do better numbers than the actual play-by-play. And I was like, no, it's not. Because most people are used to their comfort of it being a traditional, here's the play-by-play guy, here's the color guy, here are the two sideline reporters, like all of that stuff. It's niche, and I'm all right with that. Like, I dig it. I think that Peyton's mind, his football mind, is so underused. And so, to me, that's what the Manning cast should be.
Yeah, like, no, it's a good point. I mean, like, we just did a segment. We did our second segment in 2 days on some of the stuff Tom Brady taught us on Sunday, you know? And it's harder to find that Peyton stuff through the morass that is the Manning cast.
I would agree. And they haven't had Jason Mraz on yet, so maybe at some point.
They did have Guy Fieri on there last night going for it, showing us how to properly eat a taco.
No way, really? Well, that segues beautifully to our new favorite 545 hit, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's Cam Scataboo up to now? We'll show you, and we'll share it with you. And I wonder if the New York Giants are like, hey, man, what's going on over there? We'll share with you next here on The Score.
Mark Grody, part of the Raheem Harrison Grody Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
George W. Bush, former president of the United States.
Probably Tennessee. By the way, shout out to the presidents of the United States of America. Thank you, Tanny, for lump.
This is in my head.
Yep.
I always wonder what if, because we see them at funerals and stuff together, and we know that there's the playful relationship between George W. Bush and Michelle Obama. Yes. In those moments. They share candy and stuff like that.
Yes.
Does President Obama call President Bush President Bush, or does he call him George? And same thing, like, does he call him President Obama, or does he call him Barack? Hmm. Like, what's protocol there?
There's protocol, and then there's, you know, there's friendly comfort and affection, you know?
Do they call each other by their numbers, for example?
It's a good question. I don't know how that works. I know when I walk by Grody or Marshall or Layla, I call them midday one or midday two or midday three. I do not refer to them. I don't feel close enough to refer to them by their first names.
Wow.
Yeah, Lawrence, you've been away, but Spee has requested that we call him Power Chair during this time.
Power Chair.
Just this week. But it's not, morning
Radio
one.
Has a power chair.
Yeah, it does. Morning one and morning two. I don't call those guys by their name, to your point. Like,
you should probably start learning everyone's name.
I'll think about it.
It's good to have fun with names.
I'll start with our producer. What's his name?
Helper one and helper two.
Name.
Phone guy.
No, that was my name back in the day.
And Coltrane.
Yes. Cool Breeze, phone, all of that stuff.
All of that stuff. I don't
no
know.
No one ever helps me unpack my trauma. No one.
We're here for you.
Yeah, guess what? You're doing it right now.
This is it. Some people go to therapy. Others use a 50,000 watt blowtorch. Yeah, you do. It's a long tradition in this time slot of that. Let's be honest. Truth. Yeah, it's exactly
all
right.
So anyway, George W. Bush was on the Manning cast last night, and he was fun and funny, which he usually is in those types of situations. So he started off by poking a little fun at the Manning brothers.
All right, let's welcome in our first guest. We're very honored to have the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush. Mr. President, when presidents have important addresses to the nations, like the State of the Union, they often prepare for weeks, if not months. So my question is, how long have you been preparing for this Manning cast appearance?
About 10 minutes.
Perfect.
That's too much. By the way, I'm so pleased to see your faces not on a TV commercial.
There's a lot of them out there, and there's a few more on the way. I'm just going to apologize in advance. I filmed a couple last week.
Thank
so,
you.
I'm just going to warn you.
It's unbelievable.
He messed Peyton up with that.
Yeah, he really did.
Peyton was not expecting that clapback, and he got it, and he was like, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm motivating Manning. Yeah, what's
we
up?
Out here making money, though. Yeah. Oh, I can tell you that much. Like, there are going to be more commercials coming your way because we out here getting that bread.
Uh-huh.
But.
Sorry for your discomfort, George, but get ready for some more discomfort next week. Speaking of commercials, shout out to our guy Roy Wood Jr. for the Mr. Pibb commercial that is currently airing.
Yeah.
You heard that? I was like, man, that's Roy. I know. I love it. I love it. Because Mr. Pibb is a delicious, delicious soda as well.
I think that I'm going to read his book on vacation.
There you go. There you go. It's probably great, man. It's got phenomenal reviews, and he's a thoughtful and deep and funny dude. So was this a Peyton story or an Eli story regarding
this is
George?
A shared Peyton and George W. Bush story.
Okay.
Mr. President, my wife Ashley and I were fortunate enough to be invited to state dinner in 2007 and met Queen Elizabeth II. Ashley sat at a table with you, the Queen, Arnold Palmer, Jim Nance, and her table was stacked.
Yeah.
I was in the back corner. My question, Mr. President, were you worried I would embarrass the United States in front of the Queen of England?
Yes. Yeah, I was. And I was thrilled to have a beautiful woman at the table. Yeah, that was fun.
I was at the kids' table with all the. You see me back there, E?
Yeah, I see you back there.
I was afraid you're going to dribble. Jenna. You're going to dribble on your tux. you're going to drool. But that was a neat evening, wasn't it? Yeah,
that was out.
That's when the Kentucky Derby jockey, he walked in and during the photo line, walked up and said, "Hi, Queen." He tried to give her a hug. Yeah,
I thought the Secret Service was going to eliminate him after that.
My mom
was kind of nervous. I was going to break protocol. I was kind of a patter. She's like, "Don't pat the Queen," but you told me, you said, "Hey, here's how you address the Queen. Americans don't bow." You gave me all the protocol, so you took care of me.
You handled it beautifully, and your wife was fantastic.
Man, that's amazing. They didn't let Peyton sit at the table with the Queen and Arnold Palmer and Jim Nance and everybody. Peyton was back at the kids' table.
I would be mad. The thing is, I'd be mad about the Jim Nance thing. Everyone else, like, I get it. Like, that's Arnold Palmer, you know? Like, but Jim Nance? No, you're going to have to come sit over here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Jim, Arnold, we heard a couple weeks ago when we played the Jim thing from the Kevin Clark show, he and Arnold were super close. So maybe Arnold vouched for Jim and got him up there.
Just saying.
Oh, that's
excellent. That would be one where I'd be like, really? Mm-hmm. And no disrespect. Like, obviously, like, if we were going, Jim Nance would be at the big table and we would be at the kids' table. All I'm saying is that if I'm Peyton Manning and Jim Nance is at is at the adults table and I'm at the kids table, I'm going to feel some type of way about it.
Yeah, understood. Texters agree with you, by the way, that the Manning cast is better when it's just them. Last week with Shane Gillis, I thought it would be awesome because he's so funny, but it was terrible. Awkward long pauses. Shane wasn't even funny, and it was just really weird. Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult thing when you are trying to mix the sports thing with comedy dudes. Like, when we have Roy, it's like, all right, we got to balance that and, you know, try to figure it out. It's it can be awkward. That's for sure. It's some of the risk you take of doing some comedy stuff like that.
It's hard also to just kind of get out of the way. Like you and we know from growing up in the era of late night where basically the comedians that would go on would tell Dave or Jay or Johnny kind of where they wanted to go, and they would just flawlessly like just set it up and then let those guys kind of do pieces of their bits.
Absolutely.
On the air.
Absolutely.
And someone like Shane Gillis, I think, who was really good on College Game Day, but that's, you're there with everybody doing it the way that like we're doing the radio show. That takes a lot of practice. And Eli and Peyton, I think, have that with each other, and they just know each other because they're brothers. You know what I mean? But when you're adding someone else into that, how much of the, remember that time when you did that thing? Yeah, that was awesome. Uh-huh. Like, how much of that do you actually want to do? And is that the best use of that person's time?
Yeah.
That was a Nate evening, wasn't it? Yeah.
That was out.
That's when the Kentucky Derby jockey. There. Yeah, he walked in and went during the photo line, walked up and said, "Hi, Queen."
The Kentucky Derby winner walked up and said, "Hi, Queen." That's amazing.
You can use that if Patrick Queen makes a big play this weekend.
Or if RuPaul walks in. You can drop that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's a great idea. And I think there were people that were kind of foolishly, I think, when it first started, being like, well, this is going to do better numbers than the actual play-by-play. And I was like, no, it's not. Because most people are used to their comfort of it being a traditional, here's the play-by-play guy, here's the color guy, here are the two sideline reporters, like all of that stuff. It's niche, and I'm all right with that. Like, I dig it. I think that Peyton's mind, his football mind, is so underused. And so to me, that's what the Manning cast should be.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, it's a good point. I mean, like, we just did a segment. We did our second segment in 2 days on some of the stuff Tom Brady taught us on Sunday, you know? And it's harder to find that Peyton stuff through the morass that is the Manning cast.
I would agree. And they haven't had Jason Mraz on yet, so maybe at some point.
They did have Guy Fieri on there last night going for it, showing us how to properly eat a taco.
No way, really? Well, that segues beautifully to our new favorite 545 hit, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's Cam Scataboo up to now? We'll show you, and we'll share it with you. And I wonder if the New York Giants are like, hey, man, what's going on over there? We'll share with you next here on The Score.
Mark Grody, part of the Raheem Harrison Grody Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.